Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up? Welcome to the show. It's Friday. You made it. Big inhale, big exhale. Sit back, we'll entertain you. It is Maggie Gray, it's Andrew Perloff, it's Maggie and Perloff. We're across the country on CBS Sports Radio, and we're streaming live right now, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio.
Yep.
We got a lot to get into today, including what is going on with Ken Francis, and how is this a person in our life now?
Ken Francis.
A clearly made-up name.
If you said that name out of the blue, would you think it was either fake or...
Definitely fake.
Maybe an adult film name?
Yeah, I feel like it's not an adult film name, but the commercial for his entire gym looks and sounds like a porno commercial. Wait, before we play it, let me get the audience up to speed on what the heck we are talking about right now. So basically, here's what happened. Yesterday, the NFL sent out a memo to all teams, basically reminding them that if someone reaches out to you to try to negotiate, I don't know, a multi-million dollar deal on behalf of Lamar Jackson, that person has to be certified by the NFL Players Association. And someone named Ken Francis, who is Lamar's business partner, apparently has been reaching out to teams. Now, this is how Tom Pelissero of NFL Network described Mr. Ken Francis. Ken Francis is a Florida man who most recently was pitching a home fitness invention, I'm told. He's now trying to negotiate a nine-figure contract with NFL teams who are being told they are not allowed to negotiate with him because he's not a certified agent.
Right.
Did everyone get all that?
But nowhere does it say that this guy has Lamar's approval to call these teams to negotiate.
No, not at all.
But I think we all immediately assume that because it would make sense that Lamar would have a proxy calling teams, because we're 2 weeks into this and we have not heard a single offer. So I would hope that Lamar, if he really isn't getting offers, would reach out to people. So, I mean, when you need help like this, who do you call?
Who do you call?
Ken Francis.
I mean, I wouldn't trust my nine-figure deal to anyone but Ken Francis.
Yeah.
I don't know. Scott Boras and or whatever. Who's the guy from Miami?
Drew Rosenhaus.
Drew Rosenhaus, take a back seat, dude. I got Ken Francis on my side. Now, the problem is that Lamar made this very confusing to everyone because the tweet to the Florida man, and by the way, if anyone ever describes you as Florida man or Florida woman, just make no mistake, they're insulting you. Like, that's a reference to the ridiculous headlines that come out of the state of Florida, like Florida man, you know, drives his alligator through McDonald's and stuff like that. So Lamar Jackson quote tweeted him and said, "Stop lying. That man never tried to negotiate for me." So like, all right. So maybe Ken Francis is like this rogue operator. Maybe Lamar doesn't know him at all. But then an hour later, Lamar puts out this commercial on his own certified social media.
Combining outdoor training and a portable gym maximizes time and workout routines. With over 250 plus workout routines, the entire gym brings you the flexibility to work out anywhere, anytime.
Okay, and Lamar put that out while he's peddling this thing that looks like carry-on luggage that you would be like, you know, basically holding going through the airport. He said, my business partner, Ken, and I will be dropping the entire gym this summer. Stay tuned.
Right. So he's his business partner, but apparently he's not negotiating any deals. Maybe he doesn't want Ken to ask for 2% of his contract.
Yeah, he doesn't want to give Ken a cut.
He'll give him definitely a cut of the entire gym, which is going to be a huge seller,
yeah,
obviously.
Sure.
No, it's going to be the new Peloton.
Obviously.
But everything Lamar says and does always leaves ambiguity, right? There isn't a single thing that he says that you're 100% sure what he means.
No, but I think that's a little bit because Lamar is like a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Well, like he's a little bit speaking a different language just because he's just so much younger than us.
No. Well, I mean,
he's 26 years old.
Well, it's not a different language when he says this man is not negotiating for me. That's clear.
No. That's not his different language. But, you know, yeah. I think that, you know, he's just stuff he puts is just a little bit more like younger people.
What did he tweet today? He said, I am the storm. That's not a younger.
No, but like.
He quoted Breaking Bad.
No. But a couple tweets ago where he had a guy wearing all these caps, you know. Cap. He's like using slang that younger kids use.
Yeah. So today, by the way, I still think he's trolling everybody, actually, because I think he's messing with people. Why would he say I'm the storm today? What's he trying to say?
I don't know. It's either about the entire gym or it's about his contract. Now, here's the one part. This could all just be semantics. Like, does Ken Francis, if that is his real name, calls up a team to say, like, hey, I've got a business opportunity for you where you can get involved in the entire gym. Hey, while I have you on the line, what do you think about, I don't know, $250 million for my guy Lamar? Maybe it's like, oh, just the conversation just sort of went that way.
I would think the Titans have enough exercise equipment that they wouldn't need to buy the entire gym.
You always want to keep out for a good business opportunity, though, Perloff.
Well, I don't know if it's a business opportunity. Maybe the Titans are like, you know what? Maybe if we had 12 of those, we could use the back practice field and they could use the entire gym. No, it's definitely Lamar being confusing. So what's going on here? Tell me what you think is actually happening with Lamar Jackson right now, Friday, 3:06 Eastern, because nobody knows.
I think that Lamar has an inner circle, and I think some of those people maybe have been communicating with NFL teams, but we're not sure why. Was it under the guise of the entire gym and this business thing, which, by the way, brilliant marketing, we're all talking about it today, or was it because they're actually trying to negotiate for Lamar? Like, it's a slippery slope for him, because what the NFL is saying is it's got to be Lamar directly if this thing's going to get done.
Right. And, well, if Ken had the license, though, if he had gotten the thing,
then he
could definitely do it.
Yeah. Which you don't need to be a lawyer to get one of those approvals.
My point is, I think teams want none of this. They do not want to deal with this thing.
Yeah.
It seems like a mess.
It's unusual. Listen, guys get contracts done without agents, though. Roquan Smith just got one done with the Ravens for a massive deal.
Yeah, I don't know, but he wasn't negotiating through the Twitter.
He also wasn't franchise tagged.
And they just had just traded for him, right? Yeah. They obviously
had a lot of leverage.
Yeah, they had to re-sign him. Yeah, I don't know. It feels very different. Lamar's putting himself out on the open market. I don't know. I just can't see this working out great for him. I think that we're already getting to the, oh, man, Lamar's going to cost himself some money, kind of a bummer.
Yeah, definitely, because he's so talented. But the other part is, you know, the NFL is now warning teams. So if the market was lukewarm or whatever it was before, then what's it going to be now? Yes, go ahead.
Wait, what GM is going to get a call from Ken Francis and say, all right, let's start these talks off?
I'm sorry, who is this? I'm telling you, the video they have on their website, which, by the way, you can't even buy one of these things on the website because I tried, and you have to check back. They're not ready to take your payment.
That's because the demand is so high.
Well, of course. I was surprised the website was still up. I thought maybe we'd all crash the website.
I was hoping you were getting a prototype.
No, I thought maybe I could be like customer number one. But I wanted to see how much this entire gym costs. There's no cost on it. You have no idea. But I'll tell you what. The video that's playing on the website looks like it's the beginning of a porno. It's like a woman who's kind of like, it's like workout clothes. And she like goes over to the closet, like pulls something out. It's just like, it doesn't look. The lighting's not great. You know, it was definitely like shot with like a camera that's not the latest model.
Do you guys remember those workout shows that used to be on ESPN 24/7? You might be
like the Billy Blanks and stuff, like the Tybo.
No, Gilad, maybe? You guys all too young for this. It was the ESPN used to be about 80% workout shows. Kiana. You guys don't know who Kiana is?
No.
Who?
I know Billy Blanks.
I don't know the name, but I generally remember the workout shows. I just don't remember the names of them.
Oh, anyway, yeah. Basically, ESPN used to run workout shows all morning and right until they doubled up on SportsCenter. And all I will say is men were not watching for workouts.
I know. They were watching for squats and shoulder presses or
whatever. It looks a little like this video that you of the the home. What's it called again?
The entire gym.
The entire gym. Yeah. It was an entire gym style video. Yeah. Anyway.
It's like, depending on the music here, it's like, is the pizza delivery man going to show up next? Like, what is going on in this video? Like, hey, you've been working out. I can see it now. But no, this is legit. This is Lamar's business partner who may or may not have been contacting teams.
God, I can't. You guys didn't remember body shaping with Kiana Tom and Gilad? Oh my God.
No, nope. It sounds made up.
It was.
You sound like you're ESPN, the Ken Francis of shows.
By the late 80s, ESPN was 75% workout shows. I am not joking this at all.
We need programming.
Yeah, until Dan Patrick came along when he left CNN in 92, they started to double up SportsCenter. Otherwise, all morning was workout shows.
Oh, listen, it wasn't even that long ago that SportsCenter was taped and they would just run the same SportsCenter like all day.
Yeah, when I was in college, we would watch the late SportsCenter. And then we'd watch it, or we'd watch it again in the morning. We'd see Dan say the same jokes like four times.
It's really sad.
but it was before the internet. I mean, before phones had every highlight. So Dan and Keith were the ones who informed you on what was happening.
This is why they're so famous and so talented to this day.
Apparently, Kiana and Gilad are not as...
They fell off. They are not remembered in history because I have no idea who you're talking about.
Gosh.
I remember having VHS tapes, though, of like Cindy Crawford's workout. I don't know why when I was 10, I felt like I was going to do a Cindy Crawford workout. I definitely wasn't looking like Cindy. That's
well,
for sure.
There was definitely also Jane Fonda, the famous one.
Jane Fonda had famous ones.
Somebody's got to call in here and back me up here.
It sounds like you're Ken Francis-ing this thing.
No, I'm serious. It was on forever. I can't believe I'll... Yeah, all right. Somebody call in. Some old like me, call in and remind everybody that ESPN used to be mostly workout shows that nobody worked out to.
I'm going to be honest. Even the chat, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio, the chat might not actually be listening to the show. Sometimes they're just doing their own thing. But the chat is not backing you up here.
All right, somebody's got to call.
Oh, wait, no. Largent says Chris Fowler's wife was one of those ladies on the beach. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Largent knows what you're doing.
Wait, no, this is a huge thing. You guys are just a little too young to remember this. This is a huge, huge thing. Body shaping.
I don't remember.
It was 1988, and it ran forever and ever and ever.
A couple of things we missed. We obviously missed this. I also missed Soul Train. I only know it.
Soul Train's a little older, right? That's older. 70s was its peak. Okay. Do you remember Solid Gold?
That's what I was thinking. I missed Solid Gold.
Oh, right.
I was there for MTV...
MTV killed Solid Gold, didn't it?
No, but the MTV dance party show. Mm. What was that called?
The one that was after school?
Yes. Where you just watch people dance.
Oh, I don't know that one. What's the one with Carson Daly?
Oh, that was TRL. Yes. That was very much in my wheelhouse.
That was your wheelhouse. Okay.
No, but there was a show on MTV where you just watched people dance.
The club MTV?
The club was, I think, the later version of it. Maybe that was it. Remember Eric Nice? Wasn't he part of this?
Eric Nice, who was the first
Real World. The original Real World.
Yes, I remember Eric Nice had a show.
Right. They danced, and we sound like idiots. The Grind. Thank you, Samter. MTV's The Grind. Don't you guys remember this?
No, Club MTV actually was 87 to 92. The Grind took over in 92 to 97.
Thank you. 92 to 97. Yes.
Wait, that's the wheelhouse right there.
Why was I 9 years old watching 20-year-olds freak dance on MTV?
Look what's happened to you now.
And now here I am wearing my Phil Knight sunglasses on a Friday.
And Eric Nice, was he a professional dancer?
No, I think he actually was a workout guy, bringing this thing full circle. But I think he was also on The Grind.
And
do you think Lamar Jackson was dancing to The Grind back in the day?
I mean, that's the only way this segment can end. But Ken Francis was there. We know that. 855-212-4CBS.
They would go to a commercial for the entire body.
the original prototype.
Yeah. I cannot. I'm really genuinely flummoxed by this. I'm going to go out there and get help. I might even have.
Nobody's here today. They're not going to help you.
So I might go
and
on.
And even Ackerman can't save you.
And they don't know your name anyway, so it won't matter.
Yeah. people definitely know what I'm talking about.
Ackerman was not watching MTV.
No, but ESPN.
Oh, yes, ESPN. He'll probably remember that.
Yeah. God.
All Gilad? Right.
I think his name was Gilad. I might be imagining this whole thing. Maybe I dreamed.
You dreamt it
up. They would go from hours and hours of workout shows into some competition where there were lumberjacks who were doing things with logs and then Strongest Man. It was awesome.
Maybe the lumberjack stuff I absolutely remember.
Yeah,
that was a huge chunk of time on ESPN. Awesome.
I'm actually really surprised that there weren't more catastrophic injuries with the lumberjack stuff. Because like one of those was someone would stand over a log and then have a huge hatchet and have to go like just going tearing at the log trying to cut it in half. Like how did somebody's leg not get chopped off with that? Let alone a finger, something.
Amazing. Well, that's why they're professionals. Don't try it at home.
They'd like climb up trees and then like be sawing branches off.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, here's Tony. Thank God.
All right. Tony's in Milwaukee. I didn't even get out the number.
I remember, Perlis, listen, I remember those shows because he had the black guy who, after weightlifting, the black guy would do all the aerobic stuff. He was pretty fit. I don't remember his name, but...
Wait, that sounds like...
That was Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks.
No, it was another guy. He had hair. Billy Blanks didn't have hair.
Right.
It was a guy who used to do the aerobic. He used to do the... What do you call those things when you put it on the floor and you step up to it, step down to it?
Step aerobics.
He used to do that right after the weightlifting. It was a slim black guy, but they used to try and get him to do the weightlifting all the time, too. So he'd come out and do the weightlifting. But I remember those shows because I wanted to look buff for my new wife because I got married in like 89, and I was trying to do that stuff right around that time. I was watching those ESPN shows. Get buff for the new wife.
Did it work?
No, actually, it didn't work.
Tony, so honest. She married you anyway, though.
But I remember the shows because I gave it a shot for like about 3 weeks straight. It was aerobics, but I did do the weight lessons. I had my own weightlifting, and they would sit down, and they do the crunches and everything else. It was a couple of ladies that did it with it. I just don't remember their names. But
one was Kiana Tom.
So funny.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah,
good
Kiana,
job.
Yeah.
I love.
I'll be honest with you. That stuff was on from like 8 in the morning to 10 in the to about 10 or 11. I think somewhere around there is when it was on.
Absolutely. Tony, I love that you were trying to get in shape for your new wife, and obviously it worked out because you got married. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just think it's so funny to be like, I'm going to watch a sports channel.
No, it was
so I'm going to work out like in the theme of watching sports. It's like I can see how an executive would get there. It's like, well, it's people who like sports, so let's throw on some workout and see if they like it.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably their highest rated show. I'm serious. It was huge, huge hit. There were about 20% were working out and 80% were men at home watching the women work out.
It was like, sad state of affairs for you guys. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right, we'll get to the phone calls. Coming up later in this hour, we'll talk to the Hall of Famer, Lisa Leslie will join us. Coming up next, one big change that could be coming to the NFL. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff on this Friday. So glad to have you on CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We have to say thank you to Lamar Jackson today because his entire workout, home gym, or is it home gym or outside gym? What do you even call this?
Well, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, you can take it anywhere.
Roll it anywhere.
His rolling gym has reminded me of the ESPN workout shows that Maggie was too young for and never saw. This was a gigantic part of what ESPN did. It was, I say, 25% of their programming until the mid-90s was exercise routines.
We were just watching some. Perloff was showing me some YouTube clips of this. I mean, it's like that. We thought the movie Air about Michael Jordan and Nike was an 80s nostalgia bomb. Watching these videos is like the 80s manifested.
The one I showed, the one I showed you was 94.
That is really
such a 90s graphic.
It looked 80s to me.
Looked like, what's that show with Zach?
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell,
yeah.
Which is 90s. Anyway, Dan Patrick, he's always made fun of these shows. Because at ESPN,
it was his lead-in.
It was his lead-in. It was the funny thing. You know the Shake Weight commercial?
Yes.
It has a vibe. Like, they all had
an
a vibe.
Innuendo.
Like
innuendo.
There was so much innuendo. Yeah. And it was like, am I watching an exercise show? Or is this supposed to be sort of a late-night show? What's going on here?
Well, Ken Francis has his way. It's a little bit of both. Ken Francis is obviously Lamar Jackson's business partner, who now... Teams have been warned, do not negotiate with this Florida man because he's not certified by the NFL Players Association. John is in Indiana. You can always give us a call, 855-212-4CBS. John, what's up, sir?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good.
Yeah, so I remember what Perloff's talking about. You know, I was a teen, preteen. I definitely was probably not working out when I was
Well, you think about it also, John, in your defense, preteen John in Indiana, it's like, it's not like today where you got the internet at your hands, you know, you can watch anything under the sun.
Absolutely.
Like back then, you really had to use your imagination, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Or you'd try and steal a cable signal and beneath the snowy static, you're like, wait. Is that a body part I see? I don't know what it is.
Guys, it's such a lame existence. I really feel for you guys.
Being a 12-year-old male, you have no
idea. 1991.
Yeah. It was
What'd you
really
say,
hard.
Samter?
It was just so worth it. If you happen to glimpse that one body part, you're like, oh my, it was jackpot. It was the greatest day of the week.
Who's the comedian who has the great thing about nowadays how like young men are so spoiled because you can like basically find porn, you know, anywhere.
Yeah.
And he's like, who's the person who gives it a thumbs down? Like how you can thumbs down videos on YouTube. Like, you have no idea how lucky you are.
No, absolutely.
Why, how can but you ever give it a thumbs down?
I think Mike has a good point. I think the struggle to find said material made it all the more satisfying. That sounds weird.
Yeah, no.
But I think
it was the hunt, the chase.
The chase was part of the interesting thing. You know. Anyway, let's.
You want to dive a little deeper on
this topic? Yes.
There's a comment on society that I'm not going to make right now. Everything at your fingertips. Now we're all depressed. All right, let's go to Paul, who's in Myrtle Beach. What's up, Paul?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. I definitely remember what Andrew is talking about.
Yeah.
Now, did
you
watch him for exercise?
No, definitely was not working out to them. I was looking for sports scores and came across them.
And then never left.
But that's right. Well, never left ESPN. You're right.
Yeah, right.
But listen, I'm sorry, the four-letter network for you guys.
That's fine.
But Denise Austin, she was one that was on there all the time. Bodies by Jake, he was the one that did the step up and all that good stuff.
Body by Jake, good pull, Paul. Body by Jake.
Was that on ESPN, Body by Jake? Because I remember that well, too.
I believe it was. He was always out there on a beach, stepping up on the stairs and all that stuff.
That's when step aerobics was, like, very masculine, you know?
Yeah, Chris. I have trouble getting up a set of stairs now.
Paul, appreciate the call there. Denise Austin became, like, a mogul. I mean,
Tracy Austin, the tennis player?
No. Oh, there was another Tracy. The chat had it, youtube.com/CBS
Why do I know
that?
I
apologize. Denise Austin was like a workout, like mogul, like Jane Fonda. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The name sounds really familiar. I don't know her. Tracy Austin was almost definitely the tennis champion.
Yeah. Tracy Austin was the tennis player.
I remember Tony Little with the ponytail.
Okay.
Oh, he had the bike, the gazelle that you ride. Body by Jake also had a very famous cameo in Coming to America.
No.
Yes.
Jake got into Coming to America?
Yes. When Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall land at JFK Airport and they're like, take us to Queens, remember? And they come outside and Body by Jake basically like curses them out.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm on Body by Jake's Instagram right now because he's still around.
How's he doing?
31,000 followers.
Not
he's
bad.
Still doing Body by Jake. Yeah, he looks good. Thank God, because it would have been really depressing if Body by Jake had let himself go.
he can't. Imagine the pressure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to be in good shape. Ron is in Oregon. Ron, what's up?
Hey, I just want to say you guys just brought back some incredible junior high and high school memories. There was nothing better than coming home after the game or going to your buddy's house after the game and you're all sitting around and you're watching. You have to endure this guy talk about rumbling, stumbling, bumbling to get through a broadcast and the other dude with the really nice hair. And once you got through those guys and got all your sports scores, then came on the highlights. And it was, as your last caller just said, Denise Austin, which I may still have a love affair with, Body by Jake, which we were always pissed because he came on. Sometimes they put Body by Jake on when it should have been Denise Austin. And then you had the Jane Fonda kind of 80s flash dance, and it's just this subdued music with these girls working out. And that was the prelude to going to, like, at 1 o'clock in the morning, if we're all still awake, switching to Cinemax and watching the fuzzy screen. And then once, if you got that shot, everybody was like super excited except for the one buddy of yours who didn't see it. And you're like, oh, you suck. You didn't get to see it. But we all saw that one glimpse of the shot. Good time.
Ron, that was told in impressive and exquisite detail. Thank you so much.
And Ron, I'm going to tell you, I think that is very describing universal experiences. I don't think Ron was alone sitting around watching Body by Jake.
It's like everyone just disappointed when it's Body by Jake. No, like, but Jake, get off the TV.
I think Jake always had two models behind him.
Oh, so you just had to ignore Jake.
You had to focus out Jake. sitting to our left is the big test.
I know.
I also don't remember watching the Cinemax fuzzy screen with friends. Mm. That didn't seem like a community event. That was a sitting alone in my room about to go to bed kind of event.
Hoping and praying. I never understood that with you guys. Rich Ackerman.
Oh.
Workout shows on ESPN.
The Denise Austin. Kiana.
Kiana Tom.
Yes. I don't remember the name of that show.
But I was telling Maggie, she's too young, that they used to eat up tons of hours on ESPN.
It was like all morning.
Yeah.
It was like 8 till noon.
Isn't that bizarre when you think about it?
Meanwhile, nobody lost a pound. Funny as it was.
I was mentioning that a lot of men did not exercise to the show in the traditional exercise fashion.
Yes, absolutely.
Might have gotten your heart rate up, but you weren't exercising.
Okay.
Maybe the only thing you were doing was working with the remote control, making it brighter or not as bright.
What was the name of the show, Samter? You said in my ear.
Flex Appeal. Pardon me, I have a salad in my mouth. Flex Appeal.
Flex Appeal?
And Chris Fowler's wife was like one of the sidekicks on Flex Appeal. Was she not?
Yes.
Yeah. We got that from the chat.
And by the way, Chris Fowler is in incredible shape. I think he watches old tapes of his wife.
He's been doing step aerobics this whole time.
I think he has. He does not have an ounce of body fat.
He used to go to my gym. He worked out.
How about this? What it was? If you and I say we were trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
If you think that if we did a diet where we only exclusively could exercise to these 80s and early 90s workouts, do you think we'd lose weight?
I think so. I mean, listen, it's an earlier version of the Peloton craze.
No, Peloton's like spinning. That's biking. This is just step aerobics.
But basically, Jake, Body by Jake, was the old school, what's his name, Alan Toussaint. You basically got a relationship going with the trainer. Yeah, I think you could stay at home and do a half-hour workout.
Nobody was working out watching this. No. They were watching it, but they weren't working out.
All right.
I don't think there's one person who's lost 1 ounce doing step aerobics. Like, it was just there to watch the women step up and kick and squat and all that stuff. Like, not one single pound was
lost if you go
in all of the 80s.
If you go to an actual gym that is having a step aerobics class, then you're forced to actually do the workout. I think that would be good for you. Are you saying the actual exercise is not good, or that no one did it at home?
I don't think any cardio is happening.
I think if you
the
go,
home workouts, no
yeah,
chance.
The home workout, no. Well, I don't know. I hear all these people have these home workouts these days, and there's YouTube videos where they watch it.
Yeah, I have one of those. It's an app, and yeah,
you have to stay in a squat for like 10 minutes or stuff like that. Sounds really hard.
The secret to all of this, you just can't eat crap.
Ah.
That's the part that always kills us. Can't eat whatever you want. It's such a bummer. Well, I hope our next guest was not listening to the last two segments of the show. Lisa Leslie is a Hall of Famer, and she's an incredibly classy person.
She's probably watched these shows. She's a huge sports fan. Well, we won't ask her. Maybe we won't.
Yeah, we'll talk about basketball. So Lisa Leslie is a basketball Hall of Famer. She's going to join us next. Coming up later in the show, Tom Izzo had some interesting comments after losing to Kansas State and Cinderella darling Marquise Noel last night. But was it sour grapes? We'll get to all that. Here's the latest CBS Sports Update with Rich Ackerman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time to ask the pros, where you can ask us a question. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet your question at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Listening to Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio across the country, our incredible affiliates. You're also watching the show, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Yes, I have brought back the Phil Knight sunglasses today.
Looking cool.
Thank you. Felt like a Friday kind of vibe. Let's get to our first guest of the day, shall we, Perloff? And this is a woman who is already a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. She's also a 2-time WNBA champion. She is a 2-time WNBA Finals MVP. 8-time WNBA All-Star, 4-time gold medalist. If I kept going and listed all of her accolades, we'd have no time for the interview. Lisa Leslie joining us on behalf of DraftKings Sportsbook. Lisa, it's Maggie and Perloff in New York. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. I'm doing great. I'm doing excellent. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, imagine you got to be watching the tournament right now. In terms of, like, for Marquise Noel from Kansas State, where does he rank for you in terms of Cinderella darlings?
Oh, my God. I mean, I think he just took the number one spot. And maybe it's just because you know how we are. It's like we have short-term memory, so all we can remember is the last thing we saw. But that was a phenomenal performance. I mean, I'm not sure if I was even more impressed with the 19 assists and the, or the shot after he twisted his ankle the first time and then the steal and then the three-pointer off the glass. Like, I don't know. That's like, it was like he had a cape and he was really being like Superman. Seriously, it was awesome.
Lisa, another action last night. You probably have mixed feelings about UCLA, but I could believe what happened at the end of the Gonzaga-UCLA game. But Gonzaga was only down 1 point. I was screaming at the television, get it into Drew Timmy, get it into Drew Timmy. Was that the smart play to have Julian Strother take a long three-pointer?
Well, here's the thing. Timmy's free throws were not strong. Like, I think he was less than 70% on normal in the regular season. And he did miss two free throws. So I think, I mean, those free throws down the stretch were crucial. So I think at that time, it's kind of like you get a little gun-shy because you know your team and your teammates. And, like, in those moments, you got to have the ball in the right person's hands. Did anybody think that he would shoot that ball from that far out? No, that's why they went under that screen, which was crazy. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know the play that they drew up. That was so crazy. But it's also March Madness and the reason for them not to pick up. I was surprised they didn't pick up sooner because remember they kind of rolled the ball in a little bit, like the ball rolled before he picked it up.
Yeah,
and I was like, why aren't they up there? Like, because you don't want time, right? They're rolling the ball. He's touching it late so that the clock doesn't start, right? So I was thinking then, like, they should have some defense, like up, in the back, and didn't. And so he just came across. It was a crazy game. It was an awesome finish. But wow, that was just the nail in the coffin for sure. It was a great game, though. And, I mean, again, you look at the time and you think UCLA has it, and then they don't.
I know, missed the running three-point attempt. Lisa Leslie, the Hall of Famer, is joining us on behalf of DraftKings. The DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering action on both the men's and women's NCAA games. Perloff and I were disagreeing. Perloff thinks that Caitlin Clark is, how did you put it?
Well, I think she's one of the biggest, I'm
you
not going to say
the
biggest
face, star. The face of women's college basketball.
I think she is. I mean, she plays tonight at 7:30. If Iowa wins, she is a big, big story. There was a gigantic feature in the New York Times on her today. LeBron tweets about her. I think Caitlin Clark is a big star, okay. Lisa. What do you think?
I would agree with you. But for the reasons of, she kind of checks all the boxes that we haven't really seen before. In a while, a female that can shoot with the range that she shoots from consistently. There's a player that you guys probably don't even know of, but Ruthie Bolton was probably the only player that I knew that could shoot from that distance consistently. And, like, if you'd ask Ruthie, like, where was her range? And she was like, I have an unlimited range. Like, she crossed half court and hit shots like that. That was years ago. Caitlin has the ability, it's a lot of things. It's her range, it's her passing ability, it's the speed she plays at, it's her swagger, right? So we haven't quite seen all of that in a package, but I think the distance is what does it for her and for me, where I'm like, wow, like this chick is really, I mean, she is shooting that ball at such an awesome percentage that she's great. And I think that she puts you in the mindset of a splash brother, right? Like you can see Steph and Clay, who shoot the ball just at a distance and so accurately, and she's up there. And not that we haven't seen any women shoot. I mean, we all have shot very high percentages and shoot very well from all over the floor. Diana Taurasi, Cheryl Swoop shot long distance threes consistently, but I think Swoop shot long distance. Swoop probably was a much better defender, and obviously taller in different positions, but she definitely is a star. To answer all of that, I think she's a star, for sure.
Is this a Steph Curry effect that has sort of changed the way people play basketball? Say, when you were younger, I don't remember, and when I was younger, I don't remember people pulling up from the logo or anything near that.
Absolutely. I mean, Steph Curry has changed the game in a way that, in some ways, it's amazing, and in other ways, it's like, are you serious right now? Because, you know, back when we played, nobody's pulling up for a jumper when there's a 3-on-1 break. It's like, you pull up for a jumper, and you're going to come sit on the bench. Like, nobody's pulling up. But now, oh, my God. Like, it's so, I mean, teams drive, pass up a layup, and kick it out for a three-pointer. Like, you know, coach is like, you know what? Blow the whistle. Come sit down next to me. Like, you make the layup. So it's just changed, but it changed in a way where, hey, these kids, both the men and women's tournament, they are shooting the ball phenomenally. Like, this might be the first time I can ever remember that it's blurred lines. When you look at the men's tournament and the women's tournament, I don't know that you see anything different happening. Like, the level of play, the amount of shots, the amount of drama, like, I love it. I've been glued. I mean, literally, like, I have alarms set for both, all the games, for men and women, both. I've never watched this much basketball and been so, like, I cannot wait until, you know, Saturday for the women's. I couldn't wait till last night. Like, I'm like, don't bother me. I'm up watching every game. I don't know if everybody's insane like this or this is just timing, but it's been great.
Lisa Leslie, the Hall of Famer, is joining us on behalf of DraftKings. The DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering action on both the men's and women's NCAA games. Lisa, we know you're close, obviously, of course, to the Sparks organization, but to the Lakers as well. Does LeBron need to come back during the regular season to give the Lakers, like, any hopes of a run?
Well, Maggie, here's the deal. Before we switch over to the NBA,
yeah,
let me just say first, I'm here and I'm very excited because I'm here on behalf of DraftKings, and I just wanted to add, because you just kind of gave them a plug, but I do want to say the reason why is because they are really sponsoring and putting their money, you know, their money where their mouths are. And when I say sponsoring women, DraftKings has launched a women's tournament bracket pool. And do you know that for every entry, DraftKings donated $1 up to $25,000 to the Women's Sports Foundation? And here's the kicker. There were, this year, 49,000-plus people who entered these brackets. And when you talk about really changing the game and getting more eyes on our game and growing our game, DraftKings is doing that. So I'm really excited to be partnering with them and bringing awareness to, yeah, you can go bet for games, bet responsibly, have fun. But it's been a parody of both of these tournaments that has really been so exciting and fun to watch. Now, let me talk about the Lakers, because, you know, that's another piece of my heart that you're talking about. LeBron is a phenomenon, and he can come and play as long as he wants to play, just like Kobe. You play until you say you're done. And he has carte blanche to do that because he's earned that. We would love to have him return and have a playoff push that could possibly happen still. Maybe, no, maybe. I don't know. It's like freaking 15 teams all tied for, like, last place. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so jumbled up. Lisa Leslie is our guest. I mean, if you put your fandom aside for a second and the love of the Lakers organization for a moment, who do you think is the most talented team in the West?
Wow, in the West? You know, the West is so tough because you can never count on the Golden State. I don't care what their record is. Draymond Green is such a game changer out there, and I know people don't give him a lot of credit, or maybe they do, but they should. He's such a smart player and just changes the outcome of a game with his screens, with his passing, with his rebounding, with, like, all of these pieces. So Golden State's amazing. The Clippers, is this the Clippers year? Like, I'm not really sure, but it looks like they finally found a way to get Russell Westbrook amazingly involved. He's doing a great job of creating tempo and pushing the ball. You know, you still have Jokic MVP, and is this his year? I mean, he's won the MVP award, but can he get his team, like, you know, over the top? I really don't know. And then you look at the team that has been playing really tough, which is Phoenix, right? Phoenix has all the pieces. And you look at KD, if we can, you know, if they can get KD out on the court to get some games under his belt consistently and really build that team chemistry, heck, you know, the sky's the limit for the Suns. So that was a long answer. So I have no idea who's going to win. Who's going to come out of the West? But you got to be careful. Golden State and Phoenix, that would be a heck of a matchup in the Western Conference Finals.
Lisa, last question for me. What do you think of the new WNBA minority owner, Tom Brady? Are you excited about this?
You know what? I'm very excited, but I honestly wish he would have picked any other team than Vegas. Does Vegas not have enough money already to support? But hey, listen, we're always happy to have anybody that comes out and supports our league. But I would have loved for him to have supported the New York team or even the Suns, the Connecticut Suns, a little bit closer to Boston or whatever. Hey, listen, we're always happy for the support. I just wish you would have picked just a different team. That's just my opinion, of course.
Lisa, last one for me, and it's going back to the Warriors quickly. We have about a minute left. How do you explain a veteran team like the Warriors having such a terrible road record this year?
Yeah, that's been tough. When I had a chance to go on the shot with LeBron and Draymond and all those guys and talking, I just think that sometimes they've won so much that it gets tough for them to really get up and be ready to play every single game. And they're taking games off and they're kind of resting. They know if they can have a good winning record at home that you can make it into the playoffs. I think it's a lot of games. And when you've won championships, think about this. When you won championships, you play all the way into the end of June. Their time's limited. As they get older and as everybody gets, a few more or getting married, you get add kids to the equation. It's not easy to stay on the top, but I believe that they have the recipe and the pieces to win another championship. And so I don't know if this was the cruise control or not, but it definitely was not the young Warriors, of the past. And guess what? Hey, if they don't win it, I believe they'll probably start to ask, is this the time to kind of blow up that team too?
Interesting. Lisa, we're flat out of time. Lisa Leslie, the Hall of Famer, on behalf of DraftKings. Enjoy the rest of both tournaments, the men's and the women's, Lisa, and the NBA playoffs. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate that. Lisa Leslie, how about it? All right, Kansas State, the darlings of the tournament after beating Michigan State, but was Tom Izzo's sour grapes afterwards? We'll get to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.